we're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Ramah commented that one wakes up early in order to say a Slichos, and we usually do it right after Amud HaShachar, and some do it before. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush, who writes that when the Shaliach Tzibur is going to say Slichos, he should put on a talis, because they're going to say the Yod Gimel Midos, and therefore he needs to wear a talis, and he should do it even if it is before Amud HaShachar, but he should not make a bracha on it, since he is wearing it at night. And there is an opinion which says that a beged, which is being worn at night, is not chayiv in tzitzis. So therefore, since we have the opinion that you're not really chayiv in tzitzis at night, you should not make a bracha when you put this beged on. However, the Taz disagrees, and the Taz says, why should he put himself into a case of suffix, whether he should be making the bracha or not? Rather, since there is an opinion which says that you do make a bracha when you put a beged on at night, in order to wear tzitzis. And therefore, the Taz says he shouldn't put on his own talis, the Shaliach Tzibur, or the talis of the community, the talis shel kahal, which is also sort of his. Rather, he should take his friend's talis, because according to everyone, when he puts on his friend's talis, he's definitely exempt from tzitzis, and have in mind that he's only putting the talis on for the kavod of the Tzibur, but not to acquire it. So again, there are three different options. He could put on his own talis, he could put on the talis shel kahal, the shul's talis, or he could put on his friend's talis. So the Taz says, don't put on your own talis where you're entering into a suffix. And don't put on the talis of the community, the kahal, where there's a possibility that you really should be making a bracha on the talis of the kahal also, since it partially belongs to you, as it partially belongs to everyone. Rather, put on your friend's talis, where for sure you don't have to make a bracha, and then you're not going to enter into a suffix of whether you should be making a bracha or not when you're putting on a talis before Amud HaShachar at night. The discussion of the talis shel kahal is very interesting, that since the shul bought this talis on behalf of everyone, it's partially owned by you, and therefore it would be like your own talis. This is what the Mishnah Berurah explained earlier in Hilchot Tzitzis. However, earlier in Hilchot Tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah also said that it depends why you're putting on the talis. If you're putting on a talis to be yotzei in a mitzvah, so you want to wear a talis for all of Shacharis, so then that's where you would make the bracha. But says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, if you're only putting it on l'kavod ba'alma, you're just wearing it because you're a shaliach tzibur for a short period of time, you're for a mincha, you're getting an aliyah, or something like that, so then you wouldn't need to make a bracha in such a case, since it is only being put on for kavod ha'tzibur. So therefore, it very well could be that even putting on a talis shel kahal for slichos purposes, you wouldn't need to make a bracha. But again, to get out of all issues, you should put on your friend's talis instead, according to the Taz. Another interesting note, some say, when you use a talis of a kahal, you should have in mind not to acquire your portion, and that would work also for you not to own it, and for it to be like your friend's talis, whereas others disagree and say you don't have the ability to say that you don't want your portion. Does the same discussion apply to putting on a talis at night at Maariv? Some shuls have a minhag that one needs to wear a talis at Maariv, or Maariv for Friday night. So would they also have this same issue, that they should take their friend's talis and not the tzibur's talis? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says no, the minhag is not to be makbid in such a situation, not to wear the talis of the shul for nighttime of Maariv. Why is this the case? Because only when it comes to slichos, they were makbir, since there's a possibility that you'll leave the talis on long enough that it will then be the actual time for tzitzis of Misha Yakir, where everyone would agree that you would have to make a bracha, and maybe you'll forget to make a bracha at that point. Whereas for nighttime, when you're davening Maariv Friday night, you're never going to enter into a situation where you'd be chayv according to everyone to wear the tzitzis, and therefore this concern does not apply, and that's why you're able to wear the talis of the kahal at night for Maariv. In the Sharat Siyan over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, Nanatiyas Adayim and Asher Yatzar, before Slichos, see what I wrote earlier in Siman Vav. So in Siman Vav earlier, he says, when it comes to Natil Sedan before Slichos, Mishnah Berurah and the Baracha write that one is allowed to make the Bracha before Slichos, or you can wait until after Slichos, whatever you want, in terms of the Bracha of Natil Sedan. However, when it comes to the actual washing of Natil Sedan, so if you washed before Alos HaShachar, then it's best to wash again after Alos HaShachar without a Bracha, and that is the Minha. Even though there are some who don't say Berachos HaTorah because they're just saying Psukim, one should say Berachos HaTorah before Slichos as well. The Ramah then comments, Aval Asar Latzeis Mi Beso, Aval Asar Latzeis Mi Beso Kedei Likanes Ubeso Kinesis Lishmoa Slichos. Someone who is sitting Shiva is not allowed to leave his house to go to shul in order to say slichos, mavab erev Hashanah shamar bim slichos yachol avali karnas veis hakinesis, except for erev Hashanah, where we say so many slichos, so that is a time where we would allow him to go out to shul for slichos, and then he can even stay afterwards. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah discusses when someone who is in regular avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh to 12 months for a parent, when they are allowed to daven for the aman and when they are not, different minhagim regarding whether they just can't say halal, or they can't, even on a day when they say halal, they can't say shachars either. So one should consult the posik of the shul as to what the minhag is.